I was six. First time I went to the track. Pops picking cigarette butts off the ground. He wasn't too poor to buy the pack. He was just the type that never scraped not nickels, so he had to pick up everything, live life not fickle. Collecting every little bit. He gave me $5, I had it clenched inside my fist. He said he would help me pick, place a bet for it. And if I got the winner, I could keep it all, spend it on some dumb shit. 5 years old or six, I don't know how to pick a horse, he said. If you don't know which one to pick, always pick on the one with the biggest ass. I don't think he was talking about horses, but it took me about 30 years to figure that. Walking around the paddock, watching him parade. His face was face forward, he was hustling every day. Collecting little bucks, pile them in a tray. Cigarette butts, split them open, re-roll them all again. Little nickels and dimes, pulling petty little crimes. Fixing cars in the backyard for $100 at a time. Filling up, patching tires, living line to wire. And so I was just watching him work. This is where he unwind. For me, it wasn't the horses that drew my eyes inward. It was the people that surrounded who were looking surprised at him. Looking at each one like there was some life in him that was gonna survive him from life's type of venom. I was drastically attracted to the people around that were reacting to the animals that were springing the step as soon as they felt out the trumpets to see. Racing for that checkered flag, I would be sitting back watching everyone just walk around, 6 years in fact. Not wise enough to understand the repositions, but I liked the way that people acted, seeing him be different. All of a sudden, it was something that started clicking, and I started going back year after year to watch him work. Watching the jerks work, I'd be standing there on the rail, just watching them all perverse, picking the same thing, picking up tickets off the dirt, hoping once dropped the winner and they could cash it on their work. Everyone's looking for a quick fix. So somewhere in there I could make sense. I remember watching. I remember watching a pack of swallows often flying around, protecting the nest from the approaching hawk that was dive bombing. I'd like to say that I side on him, but my side was always on the hawk as he fired on him. I love the way his talons flew. The talons through would challenge you, coming down with a beak out and a buck out, slicing like $1.50 to cut now. Watching all those sparrows and swallows fight back. Most people will root for those that like that. Not me, I suppose. I like the big birds that strike fast, come out of the sky, dive down and snipe back. They never see it coming. I like that. And that's why I start. That's why I look back. That first moment of watching the birds work, swarming around, swerving perverse words, moving like cursive letters on nice pages, spiraling around in different positions. I watched the hawk attack, moving like sharks and fast, on nature documentaries and playing bars and back TV screen. Once the game is over, turn on BBC and watch the sharks move over. Sitting there watching the sharks hunting, moving through the schools of the tuna and eating whatever they want. Most people would side with the tunas all in the size, because everyone roots for the underdog, likes the little guys, but not I. I like the hunters, the one with steel eyes, that come out of the dark, the gloom, the real surprise. Those guys with the sharp fangs, the wolves that are long alone. I don't like wolves, I won't bet a pack, I like the ones that hunt alone. Bears that are desperate at the end of the year to gain a little bit more fat so they can survive on whatever they can. Picking berries and breaking into cars and stealing things, the kind that come into the house and will eat through everything. I like survivors, I like people that take punches, I like ones with noses that fucking shape funny. I like people that stand up and take punches and stand back up and take punches and fucking keep running. I like people that never turn their back. And so when I was 6 years old and I'm at the track and I watch just like that, I respect my pops for the way that he hustled and survived, but it was never gonna be the kind of life that I was gonna buy. And so I looked around the room and I looked for the wolf eyes, I looked for the talents that would fly on a room and pill ride. I looked for the desperate and aware grunting in theirs. So when they dive into the night and without even fucking care, the people that they never see coming in the dark, that snake with the goddamn dark colors and bright venom, that bite that's so sharp that you can't even strike back, and you feel just like a razor, you don't even know it, it just happened. The samurai sword cut saber that cuts you in half, and you're not even aware that you're dead when it actually happened. That sharp blade and face and things that don't race fast, and I'm that kind of guy, I fell in love with that action, but I wasn't born this way. I just saw how my pops worked, and I realized that I had to change the way it stopped work. I could break the cycle and stop it right just there, and I could get a job and I could go to college and not have a fucking care, a 401k and a nice comfortable lazy chair, but I didn't have that, that wasn't in my fucking planning yet. I don't roll with a pack, I don't know how to look back. I didn't roll with a pack.